Stomata is an important structure which help in photosynthesis. How? Because through stomata, exchange of gases takes place. Stomata are minute openings occurring in large number on the lower surface of a leaf. The main function of the stomata is to let in carbon dioxide from the atmosphere for photosynthesis. When stomata are not in use for photosynthesis, that is in dark, they tend to close their openings so that water loss is minimized from the leaves through transpiration. When there is light, as after sunrise, they reopen to allow carbon dioxide to diffuse in. Transpiration occurs along with photosynthesis, so it is due to this fact we can say that transpiration is the price which the plant pays for photosynthesis. Now, there are two theories which are about the opening and closing of stomata. The old one is known as sugar concentration theory, and the modern one is known as potassium ion concentration theory. According to the old sugar concentration theory, during daytime, the guard cells begin photosynthesis, and the sugar produced during the process increases the osmotic pressure, which draws in water from the adjoining cells due to endosmosis. Hence, the guard cells become turgid and bulge outward due to their thin outer wall, thus widening the stomatal opening lying in between. As the stomata open, the diffusion of gases in and out begin for fulfilling the need for photosynthesis and for allowing transpiration. If for any reason the water content of the leaf is falling short, the water is drawn out of the guard cells due to exosmosis and thus making it placid. So as a result, their inner thick walls threaten to close the stomata. And according to the recent potassium ion concentration theory, the stomatal opening and closing depend on the generation of potassium ion. During daytime, the chloroplast in the guard cells photosynthesis, which leads to the production of ATP. ATP is used to actively pump the potassium ions of the adjacent cells into the guard cell. Increased potassium concentration in the guard cells make them hypertonic. So more water from the adjacent cell is drawn in and the cells become more turgid, and they move outward to open out the stomatal pore. Reverse things happens at night. That is, potassium ion will leak out, thus reducing the turgidity of the guard cells, and the stomatal pore will close. Next, the adaptations of leaf for photosynthesis. The leaves are modified so that photosynthesis can be carried out effectively. Leaf arrangement, stem and leaves and branches are arranged so that maximum sunlight falls on them. The vein should be extensive for rapid transport of substances to and fro. Presence of chloroplast on the upper layer of leaves are more for absorption of sunlight. Thin leaves will reduce the distance between cells for faster transport of materials. And last, if the surface area of the leaf is large, then it can absorb more sunlight than narrow leaves. And last, that is carbon cycle. It is a series of chemical reactions in which atmospheric carbon dioxide is used by organism and returned to the atmosphere. Photosynthetic plants use carbon as carbon dioxide from the air synthesizing organic compounds. By respiration, by burning, decay, etc., the carbon is returned to the atmosphere. Carbon is present in the atmosphere in gaseous form and in ocean, and it is present in lesser quantities. The plant leaves take in carbon dioxide from the air through the stomata by the process of photosynthesis. When the animals and plants die, they are decomposed by soil bacteria and fungi, which help to release carbon back into atmosphere. Other sources of carbon dioxide are CO2 released during fossil fuel, carbon dioxide released from volcanic eruption, decomposition of carbonic matter releases carbon dioxide. When acid rain falls on carbonic rocks, carbon dioxide is released, and last, burning of wood or other carbonic material. all these will release carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.